Actor Robert Davi, rotten corpse Schumer lying about border wall. By Joshua Kaplan on January 10, 2019. Veteran actor Robert Davi eviscerated Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, for reversing his support for a U.S.-Mexico border wall and criticized media networks for ignoring the New York Democrats' flip-flopping on the issue. "My dear Mr. Schumer, what I find that you're doing is absolutely disingenuous," Davi began in a video shared to his Twitter account. "How many times are you going to continue to sit there like a rotten corpse with a bald-faced lie on your face? I saw you, sir, vote for the wall," the die-hard actor continued as he wagged his finger disapprovingly. "You voted for a wall, sir, several years ago. So did Ms. Pelosi." Robert Davi then noted how Democrats, including Schumer and then-Senators Barack Obama, DEL, and Hillary Clinton, DNY, voted for the Secure Fence Act of 2006, which funded a 700-mile-long border fence to the tune of $50 billion over 25 years. "How come the networks aren't showing your flip-flopping?" Davi asked. "Show that CNN, MSNBC. Show Schumer wanting a wall and now saying it's un-American, it's immoral." Though the Expendables 3 speculated the establishment media won't challenge Schumer and other Democrats over their reversal because they possess a Marxist-socialist background. Davi's remarks come as President Donald Trump visited the border wall town of McAllen, Texas, to push his demand for a wall, one day after failed negotiations with Democrats to end the partial government shutdown. On Wednesday, Trump invited Democratic leaders to the White House and began by asking if they would approve the wall in exchange for him ending the government shutdown. When the Democrats said no, he walked out. "A total waste of time," the president tweeted of the meeting. "I said bye-bye, nothing else works." Schumer told reported that President Trump sort of slammed the table, then got up and walked out. "Again, we saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way," he claimed. The Texas trip gives the president yet another high-profile stage to push his wall plan, following a national television address Tuesday in which he reiterated his demand for $5.7 billion for its construction. "We want a secure country," he told journalists just before departing. President Trump has reportedly stated that his administration is evaluating the possibility of declaring a national emergency to build the wall. The Agence France-Presse contributed to this report.